The next attribute is Sameach Bechelko, a Sameach Bechelko. Someone is happy with his portion, with his lot. So what exactly does this mean, and how is it connected to having a kinyan in Torah? So one group of Mefarshim understand this to mean that a person should be satisfied with his material possessions and his financial situation. This is related, of course, to the famous pasuk in Koheles and Perek Hey, Ohez Kesef, Lo Yizba Kesef. If a person is not satisfied with what he has, he'll never be happy. Or as the Medrash in Koheles Rabbah in Parsha Aleph says, if a person has 100, he wants 200. If he has 200, he wants 400. If a person has that attitude and they're never satisfied, therefore, perhaps most famously, the Mishnah earlier in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, says, Ezuhu Ashir, Hasameach Bechelko. So if you're happy with what you have, then you'll truly be a happy person. If you're satisfied with your lot, you are truly rich, you are truly happy. So this is the way many Mefarshim understand the statement here in our Braisa, in light of these more well-known famous sayings. Of course, this begs the question, though, this is a nice idea, it's perhaps good psychological advice, proper hashkafa, but what is its connection to acquiring Torah, to Kinyan Torah? So Rashi here in Perek Vav on our Braisa says, Shim doeg b'inyano eino machaven ba. And what he seems to be saying is that if you are constantly worried about your financial situation, always thinking about it, then on a pragmatic level, you will simply not be able to concentrate on learning. Psychologically, you will just simply be distracted. Rashi's Talmud, the Machzor Vitri, basically makes this same point, just from the flip side, on a positive angle. Shemitoch she'ein libo tarid ve'eino machashev b'davar acher toraso miskayemes biyado. That if a person is satisfied, so then he won't be distracted, and he'll be able to focus, and his Torah will, in fact, remain with him and be permanent. Commenting here again on our Braisa, the Tiferes Yisrael also discusses this from this psychological perspective and combines or says it in both directions, both the positive and the negative, that if a person is satisfied and content, libo sameach tamid, then yavin vegam yizkor aideze tamudo tvei. You'll understand Torah better and you'll remember it better. But on the other hand, if a person is not happy, is always worried about money and always thinking about making more money and getting more material possessions, ein davar shemazik l'charitzos ulzikaron ulishkeda kmo atzvos v'ha'da'agos. That there's nothing more damaging to ability to analyze, apprehend, and to be able to concentrate and ultimately remember Torah as either being depressed or just simply being worried about other extraneous and material possessions. So Rashi, Machzor Vitri, and Tiferes Yisrael all understand more or less the same idea, that this is referring to material contentment, and as a result, psychologically, emotionally, you're in a better place to learn. The Medrash Shmuel also understands this to refer to your material possessions, your financial situation, but he explains it in a more pragmatic way. That is to say, Hakavana ki einu nivha lohu, when you're not totally focused and obsessed with money, and as a result, you will have time to learn. Amnam, however, he says, however, ha'adam asher ohev kesef lo yizba kesef, you'll never be satisfied, and yispatel milimudo v'yelech achar hevel. If you constantly are looking for more money, then you will always be mevatel your learning, because there's always more money to be made, and therefore almost more work to do, and as a result, you'll simply not have time to learn. As opposed to the earlier commentaries, the previous ones mentioned, focused on the emotional or distracting nature of being focused on material possessions, the Medrash Shmuel says just very simply, it's a pragmatic issue. If you're too focused on work, if you're too focused on acquiring material possessions, it will simply leave you no time for learning. And this, especially latter point, flows from the previous the attribute that we mentioned of Makir Es Makomo, which we said, according to some of our Shem, including the Medrash Shmuel, could be understood as understand what your true place is, that your ultimate place is Olam Haba, that this world is just transitory and not important. And if you do understand that, then Memela, there's no desire, there's no need to run after more money, since here today and in the grave tomorrow. That is all the first interpretation, the ones that understand Hasameach b'chelko from a material or financial perspective. However, the many other interpretations here in our Braisa understand it more directly connected to Torah, to Kinyan Torah, and that it has to do with a certain sense of contentment or satisfaction relating to our spiritual status. So, for example, as a first interpretation, the Medrash Shmuel also gives this alternative understanding. Vagam Efshar Sharamas, perhaps another additional meaning, he already had mentioned the financial part, the material one, but he says there's an additional spiritual angle. Shu Sameach Al Shanafo Chelko Im Lomde Torah. That is to say, a person should be Sameach B'chelko, this is specifically referring, says the Medrash Shmuel, perhaps to those who are learning, perhaps full-time, those who are in Klei Kodesh, and perhaps you might otherwise have a certain sense of jealousy of those who are making more money and out in the, quote, real world, and therefore, if a person wants to have a true Kinyan Torah, it just goes without saying that you have to be dedicated to learning, and when you make that decision, you should be Sameach B'chelko, you should be happy that your lot is in the Beis Medrash. The Lechem Shemayim, Rav Yaakov Emdin, also says similarly, "Bevadai Ashrei Chelko B'Torah, Nachar Shepana Libo Meida'agas Olam Hazeh." If you've made the decision to focus primarily on your spiritual personality, your spiritual side, and focus on your learning, etc., so then you should be happy and content with that decision, and your contentment will flow from that previous midos that we've seen of Lev Tov and of happiness, that a person who not only makes a decision to have their chelik in Torah, to be in the Beis Medrash, but is happy and content with that decision, so then, memela, that will lead to great success in learning. And of course, this is something that we all say, whether we're full-time learners or not, when we make a siyum, as the Gemara Brachos originally gives us the text, Daf Chavches, Mod ani lefanecha, we thank Hashem, among other things, Shesamta chelki miyoshvei Beis HaMedrash, losamta chelki miyoshvei Kronos. There were people whose lot in life to sit in the Beis Medrash and not run after the vanities of this world. One can add, I'm not sure if this is what Rav Yaakov Emdin or the Medrash Shmuel meant, but certainly one can add that even if you're not in, quote, full-time learning, but any amount of time that you put in, especially if you've put in enough time to make a siyum, that shows you've certainly put in considerable time and commitment to learning. So whatever that time is, even if it's not all day, but whatever that time, that amount is, we can say about that, Sam Techelki Miyoshe Beis HaMedrash, that I am Sameach Bechelki, that at least for that hour or 2 hours or whatever it is that I learn. So that is also perhaps a slight variation, but I think keeping in the spirit of this interpretation. Along the same basic idea of focusing on our spiritual portion and be content with that, another interpretation is to consider the fact that whatever one's amount of time in learning, but there are always people who are more successful at learning, have a more natural aptitude for learning, and there are others for whom it comes at a more difficult, more frustrating, slower pace, less success, you could say. And here the Bryce is coming to tell us that we should be satisfied with our portion, our Sameach B'chelki, Sameach B'chelkecha, in learning, we should be Sameach, we should be satisfied and content and proud of ourselves, even if it's not the greatest accomplishments or as big as other people in the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Lau mentions this interpretation in his Sefer Yachel Yisrael, that even if your chelik in learning is small, not as big as other people, you're not the smartest or the biggest Talmud Chacham, nevertheless, as the Mishnah tells us in Perkei of Perkei Avos, Lefum Tzar Agra, we're awarded based on our effort, as the Chavetz Chaim famously said, also in the language of the Siyam, Anam Amelim, Vehein Mamelim, Anam Amelim Makablam Sachar, Vehein Amelim Ve'ilim Makablam Sachar. The Chavetz Chaim explained that in Torah, we are rewarded not for the end result, but for the Amel, for the effort that we put in, Lefum Tzar Agra. And therefore, says Rabbi Lau, Sameach B'chelko, you should be happy with whatever your portion in Torah is, because whatever it is, that's what you're going to get rewarded for. On that Mishnah there in Pirkei Avos and Perikei, Fum Tzar Agra, Rav Avadya Bar Tanura says very beautifully and very succinctly that Kifi Rov Hatzar Shata Sovel B'limud HaTorah V'Asiyat HaMitzvah Yischarcha Merubah. The more you suffer, so to speak, the more effort, the more difficult it is in learning and mitzvos, but for our purposes learning, that in direct proportion will be how great your reward is. I saw quoted, I think it was Rav Avadji Yosef, that the Ben Ish Chai in his Tshuvos Rav Po'alim in Chelek Gimel and Siman Yud Gimel also makes this point in a very, very beautiful way. And he points out, directly quoting this idea, Damash Amru Shetzarcha Adam Lios Samech Bechalko, this idea is not only about being happy with our material station in life, Hu Afilu Al HaTorah V'Al HaVoda. There is an idea of having a sense of contentment and satisfaction in our spiritual realm as well. And then he quotes none other than Sefer HaTanya Rabbeinu Zalman, who says that this is an important lesson, that sometimes people make a mistake. Misha Rotza Likanes Lifnim Mimi Madregoso. Instead of knowing who they are and being content with that Madrega, being Samech and their Chelek, they try to take on too much in a way that's just simply not appropriate for them. And he says, a person who's not happy with where they are in learning and therefore tries to do things above what they're capable of, it's comparable, Dome, Lioshev Betocha Nahar, Verotze Mayim Lishtos. If you're very thirsty, and instead of going to the water fountain or taking a glass of water, you go into the middle of the river and try to drink that way. Right? Instead of taking a small amount of water, which you can drink, you somehow try to put yourself in a place where there's way too much. That if a person does that, Bavade Zelalag Lo Velo Lichvodo. Obviously, that's foolish. But rather, a person has to know who they are and be happy with who that is, you are, no matter your accomplishments, not look towards other people. They're smarter than me, they have a better memory than me, they can learn faster than me. Rather, Samech B'chalkecha, be happy with our lot, wherever that is in a so-called hierarchy of learning. A third and final variation of this idea of seeing our Brisa, specifically talking about Samech B'chalkecha in spiritual realm or in learning specifically, so Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, in a similar vein to what we just saw, but with a little bit of a practical or strategic focus, and that is, Eino holech bigdulos b'limudo. A person is not only looking for big things. Rak lo meit ma'at ma'at. Instead of taking on huge projects or only being satisfied with huge bits of learning, huge clumps of learning, huge amounts, lo meit ma'at ma'at. A person should be samech b'chelko. Take a little bit each time, but not because that's enough, but because by doing that strategically, aj hu baki behen, once you become expert in those, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, each thing adds up. But don't, instead, says Chaim Volozhiner, don't have the arrogance to think that you need to learn a huge amount at one time. Says, in the end, you're going to forget all of that. But rather, strategically, samech b'chelko, take a little bit, you know, each person could define a little based on his abilities. But nevertheless, for each person, instead of having huge and grand plans and trying to do everything at once, strategically, step by step, bit by bit, long-term plan, a little bit, eventually you'll be a bucky in everything, instead of trying to do too much too fast and forgetting everything. This idea that Rav Chaim Volozhiner says here in the Ruach Chaim on our Brisa is similarly mentioned in the Keser Rosh, which is a collection of the Hanhagos of Rabbeinu Chaim Volozhiner, things he did, things he said, and there in Osios Nun Dalet and Nun Hei, he quotes his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, in very dramatic ways on this point, that the Gra was a tremendous stickler for this idea, but better to learn a small amount well than a huge amount, but not well. Or as he quotes the Gra as saying there, better to be a bucky, an expert in only one Masechet, or only one Seder, rather than to learn much, much more than that, but without the proper kavana, without the ability to concentrate. In the footnotes there, they quote that the Vilna Gaon himself is quoted in his commentary to Mishlei in at least two times, also making this point, for example, in Mishlei, Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Ches, on the Pasuk, Tov Ma'at B'tztaka, Merov Tvuos B'lo Mishpat. So the Gaon interpret that as relating to learning, to make this point. Better to learn a small amount, but well, B'tztaka, then rov tvuos, and to try to learn a lot, but not well, below mishpat. And similarly, the Gra makes makes the same point in Mishlei in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Kaf Hei. So these are three different interpretations, all slightly nuanced, different slightly from each other, but all three of them comprising a second approach to this brisa, that samech b'chalkecha doesn't refer to material possessions, but specifically to our spiritual station in life, and specifically our learning. Lastly, the Maharal offers a completely different and fascinating idea, which is consistent with what we've seen from him many times, taking a somewhat, what I call, metaphysical approach to all of these kinyanim, and that has to do with the nature of Torah. But this is kind of a hybrid of metaphysical or psychological idea. Says the Maharal, what does this mean? That if a person learns, you shouldn't still feel chaser ba'atzmo. Once a person learns, rather you have to be sameach b'chelko, because if not, lo yikavel adam kamoza hashlama b'torah. The purpose of Torah is to be mashlim, to perfect a person, to give a person a sense of completeness, of wholeness, if not perfection. But this person who's not samech b'chalko, he's chaser liolam, he's always feeling chaser. And if that's the case, says the Maral, im eino samech b'chalko, if you never feel that you've done something, you've accomplished something, you never have a sense of shlemus, afim yushlam b'torah, even though objectively maybe you have been somewhat completed, somewhat perfected, certainly enhanced and elevated by your learning, but you don't feel that, despite the fact that you have been yushlam b'torah, but you're nevertheless still not samech b'chelko, then lo yeh shalem b'zeh, ki eino samech b'chelko, v'imkein lama hashlam azos. Why should you have the Torah? Why should you accomplish anything if even when you get that hashlama from Torah, you still don't feel it? So this is kind of a metaphysical idea, but obviously also somewhat of a psychological one, that the nature of Torah is to be mashlim a person. And therefore it will only be absorbed, it will only stick, as it were, if a person feels and has a sense that the Torah that they learned was mashlim them. But if you're never sameach b'chalkecha, if you never feel that you had any hashlama from your Torah, then not only psychologically, but it sounds like he's saying even somewhat metaphysically, the Torah simply will not stick. The Maharal adds that this is juxtaposed deliberately to the previous midah, where we saw Hamakir es Mekomo, because Hamakir es Mekomo, as we saw, is a person who has a sense that they are chisara, they have their chaser. A person has that true self-evaluation, accurately understanding where he's lacking, and as a result, he realizes he's ro'i for the hashlama of the Torah, that will motivate him to learn. That was the previous midah. But that only worked hand in glove with the next midah, our trait of sameach b'chelkecha. That if you are sameach, you realize you're chaser. But now I learned, so now I was mashlim that. Only if you have those two together will you be motivated to learn, and will the Torah actually stick? Again, I think it's true psychologically, but the Maharal seems to be speaking in a somewhat metaphysical vein. So these two go hand in hand. So just to briefly summarize, we saw that one basic interpretation of our trait, our attribute, was in light of the famous psukim in Koheles, or the previous Mishnah in Perkei Avos of Ezu Ashir Sameach B'chelko, that our Braisa is talking about our attitude towards material possessions and our financial situation. That if we are satisfied with what we have, then emotionally, psychologically, we won't be preoccupied or distracted, and we'll be able to concentrate on our learning. And on a more pragmatic level, we'll simply be able to dedicate and set aside time to learn, because we're not constantly running after more and more and more. A second school of interpretation of a number of mafarshim was actually related to our spiritual lives. So there's an idea of sameach b'chelko even in our Torah life specifically, or our religious life more generally. Either A, that a person who's dedicated to learning full-time, or even I would say part-time, but especially if it's full-time, should be happy with that, satisfied, not jealous of other people who are doing other things, but rather happy that we are samta chalkenu v'yoshev es ha-medrash. Number two is a person should be happy with where they are in Torah, even if they don't have the biggest chelek in Torah, they're not the smartest, they're not the biggest genius, should always be happy. And as we saw strategically, a person should be happy with learning small amounts at a time, but mastering those small amounts, because that will truly add up to something big. That is a derech arukah, but will ultimately be ktsara. It may take a while, but it'll actually work, as opposed to someone who's trying to, as we saw the metaphor, try to drink from the river instead of the faucet, and they do too much at once, in the end, they get nowhere. And lastly, we saw the idea, somewhat psychological or metaphysical, of the Maharal, that the nature of Torah is to be mashlim, and therefore only if a person has a sense that the Torah is being mashlim them, will the Torah stick, even after they have learned it. But if they never feel that the Torah is really being mashlim, if they never feel that they're accomplishing or progressing, they're not sameach b'chelko, then the Torah, which is by nature something that is mushlam, will simply not work if you don't have the right attitude.